So, the Malach says to Lot, I've been very kind to you, and I have shown you favor. I will not destroy the city of Tsoar. Okay, we have over here a city called City of Tsoar. And he said, I'm not going to destroy the city of Tsoar as per your request. Why? Because the people in the city, the sins are small. The sins are limited. That's why I'm able to not to destroy it. Let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi, Pasek, Chof, Aleph. Gam ladav hazel lo dayecha she'ata nitzol. Not only will you be saved, ela af kolo'ir atzil bigalecha. I will save the entire city in your sake. So notice right away that he's greater than Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu wasn't able to save anybody. Nobody. And Lot, who was the problematic person, he was able to save a whole city. Avram Avinu couldn't save nothing. And he was able to save the entire city in his zuchus. Okay, and then he says over here, Hafki was Hoifechani, I will overturn. Kimai Adboi, Achere Roi, Midei Daribo. So it means I. The capital I, as in the iPhone, and the iPod, and the I this and the I that. I will do everything. He got into trouble because he said that. So let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Pasuk Chaf Aleph in the Targum says, Va'amar le ha nisevis apoch. The word nisevis means I will favor your face. Af also lepiska mohadein for this matter. The word davar is almost always translated the word apiskam in Aramaic. Bidil, so that the law limipchi yos karta, I will not overturn karta, the city, div esa Allah, which you made a request. Okay, so I'm not going to, the city which asher dibarta. So there's an unusual translation of the word, there's an unusual translation. Because dibarta means you've spoken, and the Targum here translates what dibarta means, that you've made a request. Let's see the commentator, which you don't have. Nisevis apoch, nosilosh lakicha baramis, okay, I have received your face. Okay, bedil, okay, nope, there's nothing over here to discuss. I was mechavin to what it says over here, is that this word over here, which you've made a request, div isay Allah, which you've made a request. Let me see if I have the safe over here. I have another safe on Targum that's still here. I took it home. Where's another safe on the Targum? Let me see. We have it over here. This. No, I don't know where it is now. Another time. We'll find it another time. All right. Next pasuk. Pasuk of Beis, Maher Himolet Shem, quickly. Himolet, escape, Shem, there. Kilo Yuchal Lassos, I cannot do anything. Add until Baruch Hashem, till you go there. Al Kain, Kara, Shem, Uirat, so the name of the city is called Tsoar. Rashi, Pasuk of Beis. Kilo Yuchal Lassos, Ze, Oinshan Shem Alachim. Okay, so if you want to go learn about mystical things, you've come to the right place tonight. Over here, Malachi Ashores are getting punished. How could it possibly be that an angel is going to be getting punished? An angel is a spiritual being. So here we learn Ki Lo'uchal Asos Davar. Here Zeh. From here we learn Oinshan, the punishment Shel Malachim Al Sha'amroi Ki Mashchitzim Anachnu V'Tolu Hadavar Be'Atzman. And they said that we have the power to do so. Lefich. Therefore, Lo'izazu Misham. They did not leave Ad Shohuz Kikuloimar, until they were forced to say, She'ein hadava birushusun, we do not have the power. So here we're learning about over here, teaching you a principle that a malach is punished. The malach had to make a statement, Kiloy uchal la'asoy stavar, I am unable to do anything. I am unable to do anything until I'm unable to do anything until you arrive, you go to the city and seek refuge in the city of Tsoar. Why did that have to come about? Because the Malach said in the beginning of the story, Ki mashchisim Anachnu, we are here to destroy the city. When the Malachim came to visit Lot, and Lot took them into his house, the Malachim said to Lot, we have come here for a purpose to destroy this city. That was not proper for them to say, we. They're not, they have no independent power. They are agents of Hashem. They spoke incorrectly. They misspoke. Therefore, they were punished, and they now are not able to proceed until they say make a statement, which is a negation of the original statement. We have no power whatsoever. Ki loy uchal lasois davar. So we learn about the punishment of the angels. This is called a punishment. Why is this called a punishment? Think about it. They're not being physically, they're not suffering. I mean, this is a very difficult concept. What does it mean that an angel suffers? You know, think about it. What does it mean? A human being, what does it mean that a human being suffers? How do human beings suffer? Well, there's physical pain, right? There's physical pain. A person has a wound. A person has his knees don't operate the way they should. He's in pain, physical pain. We all know about that. And then a human being can also suffer spiritual pain, where a person, he looks around and he sees what he lost out on. He sees other people have, you know, go to a simcha and someone's making a big simcha for their family. Yes, great. He's surrounded by his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. And the guy looks at himself, what do I have? I got nothing. I have nothing. I lost out. I don't have this. So that's not a physical pain. That is a mental, spiritual pain of what a person lost out on, what a person could have had and he didn't have, or there's some type of denial of a pleasure that's not physical. That's a spiritual pleasure. A person does an avera, and then he sees other people who did not do them. He sees their reward. So an angel. What kind of punishment is there to an angel? An angel, l'chayra, has no physicality to it. So when we say that the angel is being punished, what's the punishment? What's the punishment? The angel said in the beginning, the angel said, I am going to destroy this city. We will destroy this city. That's a lie. So now the angel is being punished. What's the punishment? He can't leave the city until he makes a statement that I can't do anything. I have no power. Why is that called a punishment? That's just a correction. A correction. A punishment means they're suffering and pain. You ever see these newspapers and these magazines? They put by the letters to the editor, they put the corrections. Somewhere in the beginning of the week, they put from last week. Oh, last week, in the last week's edition, you know, we wrote this information. It was wrong. We made a mistake. It was a mistake, and we did this. That was a mistake. We'll have always these corrections from the previous week. People brought their attention. They made a mistake. So big deal. What, they're going to suffer? Someone's going to sue them? They have to give refunds to all the people who subscribe to their newspaper? Nothing. There's no consequence. So they wrote there that we made a mistake. We wrote that this guy, his name was Mr., his name is Rabbi. We wrote this guy this, you know, it's a big deal. It's just a correction. That's called a punishment? A punishment would be if you hear a story that they were fined by the government $1 million. They got a fine. Or someone got fired for slander. Or there was some type of, something of consequence. There's no consequence. It's just a correction, a polite correction in the newspaper. So my question is, what does it mean over here when it says in this Rashi, ki lo yuchal la'asoy ze oin shon shel malachim? This is the punishment. Punishment is, al sha'amru ki mashchisim anachnu, we are going to destroy this land. V'toli hadavar be'atzman, lefichach, lezazu misham, ad shehuz kiku lo'y marsh'ein hadavar b'rishus, we don't have the power to do so. What's the punishment? I don't know. I guess it has to be something along the lines that Malachim, the essence of a Malach is integrity. And when the Malach acknowledges that he's a liar, that itself is a burning pain that the Malach has. See, we're not people of integrity, unfortunately. So if we get caught by a mistake, all right, it's a mistake, big deal. What do you expect from us? A Malach has very high expectations. A Malach is perfect. Everything that they say is perfection. And if they now go on record as have saying something that is not correct, that's a painful spiritual experience. It's hard for us to relate to that, but if we would really think about it, of what is true pain, is when you are uncovered to be a person who lacks integrity. That is a very great pain to a person. And you know, Yitaka, see, a person is a person's integrity, and then you go and you say he's a charlatan, you know, he's a phony. You don't need to be, you don't need to have a fine of money or to have some corporeal punishment. Just the reputation, the fact that you're now on record as being a person that lacks integrity, that alone is a punishment. Okay, next Rashi, ki loy uchal, I am not able, loshen yachid, mikan sh'atolamed, sh'echad choyfech v'echad matzil, sh'ein shnei melachim nishlochin l'davar echad. Here it says I. Now the problem is, with this is, we have a very big problem over here. Because Rashi just one moment ago said, ki mashchisim anachnu, we are going to destroy. So before, when there were two malachim who came, to Sodom, and they said, we will destroy. And then, when it came time to destroy, ki loy uchal la'asoyis davar I. So what happened? Originally they said both of them are going to destroy. And now we're switching only I. And here we learn, one of them was not there to destroy, one was to save Lot. Lashon yachid. Wait a minute, but the previous Rashi itself, when it quotes what they said originally, we are going to destroy. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know, maybe I have to say, is when it says to be mashchis, it means to save also. In the every time that there's a hashchasa, built into the word hashchasa, there's also a kernel of salvation. Is that what we want to say? Ki mashchisim anachnu, we are going to destroy. So we loosely translate the word mashchisim. Mashchis means a complete, utter obliteration, where there's absolutely nothing left whatsoever. Maybe that's not correct. Maybe when we have the term mashchis, what it means is to destroy 99.999% of the target, but to leave over a kernel of the target for regeneration at some later point in time. Do you ever watch Superman? Superman 2? And he took with him two crystals from, from Krypton? Right? He took with him those two crystals, and then when it was destroyed, he was able to regenerate, rejuvenate himself from those two crystals that he took with him. So when you say something is destroyed, maybe from here we can say a tremendous chiddush, is that the taitch of hashchasa doesn't mean a complete obliteration. It means 99.9%. But there's something left over. And that's what Rashi over here says. It says originally, ki mashchi simanachnu. And then the Malach says, ki lo ucha lasas davar b'loshu yachin. And Rashi, from here we learn that one Malach was there to destroy, and one Malach was there to save Lot. Wait a minute, but weren't they both there to destroy? Exactly the point. The taitch of hashchasa does not mean a complete destruction. Hashchasa means a destruction that leaves over a small remnant for rejuvenation. And that, maybe we can explain the difference of different words. So we have different words that are used in Tanakh to describe destruction. And maybe some of the other words that we find being used are words which mean a destruction that is not complete. That is complete. There's kilion. Kilion is kolo yikole. Okay, there are many words in Torah that simply mean to destroy. But from here we learn that they're not all the same. Okay, that's an idea. I don't know. Let's now see what it says in the next Rashi. It's very small. It's a small city. And when we say over here small, we don't mean small in the sense of it means that the averos. The averos of the city are less than the averos of the other cities. And therefore, there is hope for it to survive. It doesn't need to be destroyed because it has not yet reached its full measure of sin. All right, let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Vav says, "Vamar le ha ni sevis apach." We did already Pasuk Chabez. Pasuk Chabez was Ochi. Okay, the word Ochi obviously means quick, maher, quickly. Ish te zav. Ish te zav means escape. Lis someone there, array because lo ikol, I am unable, lemevad, to do piska ma adovar, anything, ad until mesach you reach lis someone. Al kain, therefore, kira shemei, the city was called Shemei de Karata Tzohar. Now let me scan the commentator for some insight. Lo yikol l'chor ha'yitzrach l'tagim l'es ando yochil k'intagim l'el v'yashem shebechol oifan lo hoya b'dayto l'asos l'es'ata shum dover ad shegil l'har o'y l'tzoyar. So what is he saying over here? Lo yikol, I am unable. Lo ando, I don't know what he means. Piskama is davar. Okay. The davar, the ain perish davar, melosh nakasiv shum davar. To gedolah shebesar gedolah maskib besfaz exam. Let me see here. Pas the bein hamikores hamedarim al asias davar. S shoykan lo shachlal lemichtav ki lo yuchal lasoyis as a davar. Nicho shemes hayuroy lichtav hadavar melo shacham. I don't know what he's saying over here. Something over here. Until we arrive. All right, I don't have over here. All I can tell you over here is he brings down something very interesting, and he's trying to make a whole drush out of this, which I'm not going to spend time on. Is this pasuk is one of the 10 psukim in the Tanakh. He brings that from the Mesorah Gedola in the Sur Maskir pasuk ben Hamikoymos. No, not 10. Not the Hamikoymos. Hamikoros. Hamidarim al Asiyas Davar. The chased milas s, doing something, the tzarch ian tuva shrei kain l'shach la l'michtav ki loy uchal l'asayis es adavar nichos emes hayuvay l'michtav hadavar shakam mila s. I don't know what he's saying. All that is that in this pasuk, the Mesorah Gedola says that this pasuk is written shorthand. The pasuk should really say ki loy uchal l'asayis s. Davar. Lasois es davar. The pasuk should say the word es. The grammatically correct way for this pasuk should be lo ucha lasois es davar. S. Loi ucha lasois es davar. Where is the word s? It's missing. Why? A style of writing. So Ungulis, in his translation, Pasuk HaBeis, he says, Oichi quick, Ish te zav, escape, Lissamon, Are lo ikol lemevad, lemevad, piskamo, I'm not able lemevad to do, lemevad, piskamo, to do a dover. I don't know what he's saying. Let's go next. Next pasuk. Pasuk of Gimel. Hashemesh yotza al aretz v'loit bo tzo'ara. The sun set. The sun was yotza al aretz. Now what does that mean? When it says yotza, not set. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The word yotza means it was dawn. It was sunrise. The shemesh went forth. This whole conversation took place in the middle of the night. And now, It's now morning. Hashemesh Yotza went forth al aretz v'lot, and lot bo, he has arrived in Tzo'ara. Let's see Rashi. Chav Gimel. Rashi, Chav Gimel, guess what? There's no pasuk. There's no Rashi on this. Okay, there's no Rashi on this. Targum on this says, pasuk Chav Gimel, Shimshon nefak al ara, the sun went forth on the land, the light, and all litzayas. I'm assuming the word Shemesh Yotza means it was sunrise. Okay, let me look in the Rashi illuminated. Let's see what it says over here. Parshas Vayera. Maher, Shama, Hashemesh Yotza, Hashemesh Yotza al Aritz, Veloy Bot Sayara, Pasuk Chav Gimel. They translate over here, the sun emerged upon the earth and Lot arrived at Tsoar. Okay, I assume it means over here, it means it was sunrise. All right, next. Next pasuk. Pasuk of Dalet. V'Hashem himtir al sedayim v'al amayro gofris v'eish me'eis Hashem en Hashemayim. Hashem rained down upon Sedom and Amora, gofris, sulfur, and fire. Me'eis from Hashem, min Hashemayim. Rashi, Chav Dalet. We have here a very long Rashi. V'Hashem himtir, kol mokam shenemar v'Hashem himtir hu u'beis dinoi. Anytime there's a vav, v'Hashem, it means Hashem came with his bezdin. The bezdin shalmaila. Who's on the bezdin shalmaila, by the way? Who's in the bezdin shalmaila? So they say, I don't know, no one came back to tell us what goes on there. But they claim that the bezdin shalmaila are members of a person's generation. Which means, person lives in a generation, and they are holy people, and they pass away, and they go to Shemayim. They sit on the court to judge new arrivals, people that come to the next world, and there's a din in Shemayim, and Hashem is in the center, and Hashem has a court. Who's on the court? People from the same generation that a person lived in. People who were oymed in all of the tzaddikim of the generation. Every generation they're at tzaddikim. In every generation. It's very likely that the tzaddikim you never heard of. The people in the newspaper, who am I to say? I don't know. Mayor, maybe you know mayor. Mayor, you know who the people are. Who's on the bezish? Who are the tzaddikim of this generation? So if you'll ask a child, they'll open up the flapless Jewish journal and they'll turn some pages and they'll point this one and this one and this one and this one. Mestama, that's not the people. Stama, the people that are the tzaddikim of the generation, not nice to say, maybe they are, I don't know, who knows. There are people out there that are not in public eye, are very holy, righteous people. When they pass away, Achamei V'Yashrim, so then they're right away recruited to be on the Bezdin Shalmaila to judge the new arrivals. Or maybe people that are waiting, they're waiting in the hallway to be judged. Because you need to have a person or a dayan that you can relate to. If a person is going to be judged by Avram Avinu and Yitzhak and Yaakov, it might not go so well. Because they're not going to be able to relate to us. We think someone from 500 years ago is going to be able to relate. Rabbi Meir from the Tana, Rabbi Meir, the Tanaim and the Amorayim, the Vilna Goyin, do we relate to him? These are exalted people. They look at us, they would say, I can't understand how we able to do this Avera. I mean, they can't relate. You need people who live with us. They know what a smartphone is. They know what it means not to drink filtered water. They know what it means to talk during davening. They know, they know they've been there, they've gone to the same shuls, they know everything, they read the same papers. They relate to us. So here is a Kabbalistic thing. Over here it says, V'Hashem. Hashem now came to judge the people of Sodom. Who wasn't Hashem? It says Rashi. V'Hashem. Hashem ubeis dinoi. Who's the bezdin? So you have to assume who the people who lived in this generation. Who lived in this generation that were tzaddikim? Who are the people of this generation that were tzaddikim? I don't know. We have to go figure out who they were. Mestama, there must be a good Rasha who can relate to Sodom. People who can relate to what was going on, maybe Sodom did not need to be deserved. But that's the first Rashi. V'Hashem. Kol Mokam, every time it says, Shenemar v'Hashem with the Hei Ha'Himtir Hu Beisino Himtir Al Sodom Ba'Alois Hashachar in the morning, Kemo Shenemar Kemo Hashachar Olah when the shachar Allah sha'asha halavano imedes berukia imachama, when the moon stands together with the sun, lefi shachayu mechem oibdim lachama umechem lelavana. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, im Efra mehem biyoyim yu oibdim lelavana oimim ilu choyel belayla kishalavana mishulachas lo haloy haloy nucharevin. Vim Efra mehem belayla yu oibdim lachama oimim ilu choyel biyoyim kishachama mishulachas lo haloy nucharevin. Lekach siv uchmaya shachar Allah v'nifra mehem b'shosh shachama v'halavana moishlim. It's an unbelievable Rashi over here. Rashi says during dawn, when is there a time of the day when you can see the sun and the moon together? So it depends on the time of the month. Depends. You have to have like a full moon. Like during the middle of the month, when the moon is full, you have to know at a certain time when the sun, in the very beginning of the day or towards the end of the day, when the sun is still out in the sky, but the sun is on the one side and you can see the moon. Okay, there are a few moments during the day, in the beginning of the day, and the end of the day, maybe even for an hour. Okay, maybe even for an hour. There's like a time of the day when the sun and the moon can be seen at the same time. Depending, of course, on the conditions, where you, what part of the world you live in, what time of the month you live in, but there are definitely times. I remember, I think this past Friday, when I was going to shul, I was taken back by the full moon. It was a massively large moon, and it was staring right in my eyes, on the Mizrach. I remember I was walking on the Avenue I, from Avenue I, going to the higher numbers, and I looked up, and I saw a full, massive moon. It was massive, and it was pretty low. Now, if I was facing east. So that means, where was the sun? The sun was in the west. The sun was setting. It was like right before Mincha, it was like Mincha time. So now you have an example. The sun is in the south, and is in the west, and the moon is in the east. Now over here, I don't know, over here, we learned it was Shachar, it was the early, the other way, it was the early, other way around. So it had to be, I don't know how this all works out. I don't know how all the heavenly bodies, you know, this is not my thing. How they all spin here and there and this and that. A little bit confusing for me. Rabbi Reisman, he's a very big bucky in this. He knows this stuff back of his hand. And he always, like, he's a very nice person. He says he doesn't understand when it comes Kiddush Levana in his shul. They go outside to do Kiddush Levana, and he sees the Balabatim looking for the Levana. And they're looking in the direction that it's impossible for the Levana to be there. The Levana, because he knows this, he understands this. His mind is all wrapped up in the east, west, north, south, and he has a full understanding of where the moon is supposed to be. And he can't understand. Shaitim, you're coming out of shul, you know where Mizrach is, because you know in the shul where we daven, and you come out and you're looking for the Levana over there. Impossible. The Levana can't possibly be there. You gotta be a shaita. It's such a revelation of extreme ignorance to think that the Levana, what are you looking over there for? It can't be there. It has to be over there. So, over here, I don't know this, but Rashi over here is saying the same thing. There's a time during the day with the Levana. I don't want to talk too loud. I'm in shul here and I get into trouble over here, but I remember when I was a little kid, I went to see the movie E.T. E.T. Phone Home. Or Blaze, do you ever see that movie, E.T. Phone Home? So supposedly, in the very first scene of that movie, the very first scene, they show the moon. And it's like one of the biggest bloopers in all the movies. How with the crescent, I don't know how it is exactly. I don't know how, but they say this is Groisa Amaratsis, based upon what they were trying to portray. I don't have no idea. You probably Google it. It's impossible for the moon to appear the way the place where it's located in this opening scene in the movie. And it's just like tremendous Amaratsis, whoever made the movie, and they made this scene, and the Chveis, I don't know, they had the date of the month, whatever it was, they showed the moon, like, tipsh, like people, if Rabbi Reisman, Chas Shalom, would have seen, he would say, this is tipshus, to do such a thing. All right, but over here, Rashi says that if this event would have happened at night, then the people who worship the sun would say, oh, you see, we're right. If it would have happened during the day, people who worship the moon say, oh, you see, if the moon was present, it would not have happened. So Hashem made it happen at a time when the sun and the moon were both present, so no one can say that it was because of one would have saved us. Okay, that's the first Rashi. Hidden here next is Gafris for Eish, Betchila Matar, Venase Gafris for Eish. This is very interesting. It started out as rain. It started out with Rachamim, with rain, and the rain turned into Gafris for Eish. Is that possible? We have to get a scientist to tell us if there's a possibility that rain in some way or form can turn into sulfur and fire. Okay, how does all that work? Rain is polluted. The rain that comes out is full of acid. I don't know how it works, but the rain it doesn't necessarily work. Gafris for Eish. Okay, so that is this Rashi. Now also this reminds us of the Mabul. Okay, by the Mabul. It also started with rain. How did the Mabul begin? The Mabul began with rain, and the rain turned into a korban. And Rashi there says that when Hashem, the Mabul began, Hashem first he brought down rain, berachanim. And if they would do teshuvah at the very last moment, it would have been gishmei bracha. But then they did not do teshuvah, and the rain turned into a Mabul. Here too, it seems the same thing, that when Hashem was beginning to destroy Sodom, he first sent down rain, maybe giving them a little bit of a warning, due to Shuvah, one last shot. And when they did not do to Shuvah, then the rain turned into Gofris Vo'esh. He may ace Hashem from Hashem. Derech HaMekoyes L'Dabar Kein, Kemo Nishay Lemech. It says, from Hashem. V'loi Amar Nishay. So it says, may ace. Over here, it's saying over here, it's adding an extra word. An extra word, v'chein omar David, so, I can't, I'm giving a share now here, v'chein omar David, kichui mochem es avde adonechem, v'loi omar me'avodai, v'chein omar achashverosh b'shem ha-melech, v'loi omar achashverosh b'shem ha-melech, v'loi omar b'shmi, afkan omar me'es Hashem, v'loi omar me'itoy. So in other words, over here, saying over here, Hashem is speaking, and Hashem said that it came from me, the Gafris. Hashem is speaking about himself in third person. It came from before Hashem. Hashem is the speaker, and yet Hashem is speaking here in third person. So the thing over here is that Hashem judges people with the heavens. From the heavens come forth the judgment for good and for bad. Okay, quick look at the Targum, then we'll finish. Pasuk of Dalit, Hashem amter al stein vi al amoira, gufresa vi ishasa, sulfur and fire, min kodam Hashem, min shemai, from before Hashem, min shemaya. Now this is very interesting. Me'es Hashem, min, okay, the Targum does what he does, kodam Hashem, min Shemaya. All right. Let's say the commentary. Anything over in the commentary? He doesn't say anything over here. Nothing in the commentary. Okay. All right. We learned a few psukim tonight. Thank you very much for coming. I'm sorry I came so late. Thank you again. Have a wonderful night. All the best to all of you. Zay gezunt. Take care.